So, MYK, our producer here on the Joe and Alex Show, we don't really hear much about him. He's the man in black. He's like Johnny Cash. He's he's very mysterious. You're a good guy. I don't think you're creepy, but, I mean, Alex, how else would you describe him? There's just not a lot that we know about
him. He's just mysterious.
From places unknown.
I'm just here to produce.
And
he's
maybe,
mysterious. He's one of the funniest people I know, but I don't know much about him.
I don't either. And I'm always sensitive, so I'm like, oh, he must not like me because he doesn't tell me anything. But apparently, there's something you do want to tell us. What recently happened with you, dude?
Okay, so Alex, you know, she shares all of her dating trials and tribulations, you know, with all the apps. You know, we're all new to this city, fairly new. We've been here about 9 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And when you move to a new city, you know how hard it is to meet people.
Right.
You know, especially, you know, you don't know anybody else here. So, you know, you turn to dating apps. Well,
I love this already.
Yeah, just so you know which app it is, it's Tinder.
Okay, well, Tinder's gotten a little ratchet lately.
You're telling me. So I'm on Tinder, and I meet this chick, right? And I'm like, okay, we spark up a little conversation. We're talking for a while. I'm getting a good vibe from her, you know, because I'm not the type of person to just meet up with anybody. So, having a few conversations, everything's going good. We finally agree to meet up.
Uh-huh.
So, I go.
Did you know anything about her before you met her? Did you see her bio? Like, did she have anything written on there?
Her pictures, you know, she's standing there. You know, she got the duck face, of course.
Oh, the duck
and,
face.
Like, you know,
smiling.
She's got a very, like, you know, stoic, like, model-like look.
But just she's like, not, like, smiling or anything?
No, she's just, like, staring at you, you know, mouth closed, like, you know, kind of like posh Spice looks.
Yeah, giving you the sex eyes.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Hey, girl.
The bedroom or the bathroom eyes, whatever you want to call them.
Bathroom eyes are like, yeah. I don't know about your guys' bathroom eyes. Okay,
so I agree to meet up with her. I head over to her place. You know, obviously you start getting ready. You start thinking, well, you know, maybe something's going to happen. Should I go to the store and buy some protection?
Oh,
you know,
boy.
Like you start thinking about all that stuff.
On should the I first bring some... date?
Well, no, you know, it's just the things that cross your mind as a guy or whatever.
At least as a guy. I think girls do this too. You shouldn't go in like, I don't think guys going like, oh, I hope she bangs me or I get to bang her. But you want to be ready if that situation gets intense and you feel a connection. You don't want it to be like a jungle.
I would hope that on a first date, a guy would think, I think I should wait a little longer to get to know her.
I'm
but
sorry.
Anyway.
I mean, have you seen
this? I said, it was Tinder.
Okay.
This wasn't ChristianMingle.com.
Solid point.
So I get there and, you know, start talking for a second. The first thing I notice, obviously, is that when she starts talking, there's something missing.
Oh, no.
You're not going to believe what's missing, guys.
What could be missing?
Like, just her mind? Like, she's just stupid? Or
I'd say about 70 to 80% of her teeth.
Oh, my gosh, gross.
So I'm just talking, you know, all of a sudden
like
she starts talking.
Like, missing straight up, or they're like
remember,
nubs?
Keep in mind, every picture I saw of her, her mouth, you know, she's standing there looking like, you know, posh Spice with her mouth closed, giving like a certain look.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Pouty lips and such. So when she starts talking, there's no teeth there. So I start wondering to myself, wait a minute. If the conversation was good and everything that we talked about prior
would you?
Was fine. No, absolutely not. But again, that's what brings me to this
You're
point.
You're like 303, shh, girl, shut your lips. Do the Helen Keller talk with your hands.
Conversation, everything was fine until I realized that she didn't have most of her teeth.
But I mean, when you say not doesn't have most of her teeth, do you mean like the people that it's gums or do you mean like rotted down nubs? Because there's a huge difference.
Like all she did is like dip and drink Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Gums.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not as bad as it could be.
Yeah,
still
maybe
bad.
Little bits, maybe like little peanut shards and like,
I
you
mean,
know.
Not to be crass, but.
But to be crass.
But if a girl only has gums, wouldn't that be a plus?
What?
It's all on how you look at things. Like if a girl has no teeth, that's not a terrible thing, right? Optimistic Alex over here.
So I'm crying.
I feel like, you know, was it wrong of me to expect her mouth to have teeth in there at the bare minimum?
I think that's a reasonable expectation that most people have teeth. And but then what's she going to do on Tinder or even a real dating thing? Hey, by the way, I have two teeth. I'm like a can opener.
Yeah, I think here's the thing too. There's two different elements to this. One is it could be gross, you know, or freak you out that she has no teeth. The second thing is it's just about being honest. So I'm not saying that no one would ever date you if you have bad teeth or if you have no teeth, but you need to be upfront and honest about it. Like, you know, before you go on the date, like, hey, by the way, like, you know, I don't have the best like dental situation going on. And then if the guy says, you know what, it doesn't matter to me, then great. Then maybe that guy could be the one for you. But I think the biggest thing is that people go on these dates and they just think, what, like you're going to look over that and not like care that she it was like lying by omission, you know what I mean? Because she didn't tell you.
Exactly. But I mean, she didn't exactly smile in her picture, so, you know, was it wrong of me to expect teeth to be inside of that mouth?
She didn't Photoshop.
And you guys know how picky I am, so, like, you know, she was a decent looking girl.
What if she
really
had
good looking,
she had,
actually.
Because a lot of people do, and I'm sure I'll be that way one day too. Like, what if she had like dentures, like fake teeth that she popped in, or like a partial?
Now she told me the story.
Oh, there's so, more. And
so,
wait, there's more.
Again, am I a jerk for, you know, expecting the teeth when she tells me her excuse was, oh, well, I kind of got hit by a car.
Wait, you brought it up?
Well, I didn't have to bring it up. She was like, oh, you know, she started talking about her teeth.
So
or
what'd
whatever.
She say?
That she kind of got hit by a car, and
oh,
then
bless her heart.
A bunch of her teeth were missing, and she just couldn't, like, you know, afford like
right.
dental work and
That's
such.
So sad.
You could have been the knight in shining armor and got like a GoFundMe for her to get some new teeth.
So, you know, I didn't run out the door as soon as I saw her, and I'd be like, ahead for the hills. Like, I went through, you know, we grabbed some food,
was this,
we hung out.
By the way, what kind of food did you guys grab? Like, what were you eating?
Yeah, did you have to go to, like, get a smoothie or... No steak, you guys, I'm assuming.
You guys
I didn't have to chew it for her, if that's what you're asking.
Baby bird breakfast?
It was Mexican food.
That's disgusting.
God, okay. I feel bad for, especially, I don't feel bad for somebody if you just never brush your teeth, you're lazy, and you don't have basic hygiene, and your stuff falls out.
Yeah.
But I feel bad, like, you get hit by a freaking car, then you go on a date with MYK, and you can't, you know, do anything, you got two teeth.
But those pictures, I still think that she was being deceitful.
Yes.
Okay, 317-239-1009. Two questions here. Do you think this girl was being deceitful because she never smiled in any of her photos? And also, is MYK kind of being a jerk? Because did you not go out with her again? You just quit talking to her?
We had a couple conversations afterwards, but I never went out with her again.
Jacob says, @JoanAlexShow on Twitter, gum job, bro. It'll change your life.